This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, the former mayor of London, Mr. Boris Johnson, made some very controversial statements, for which he was, of course, criticized by those who don't share his views. But interestingly enough, his statements were correct. Now, Mr. Johnson is an historian, and he is also the presumptive successor to David Cameron as the next prime minister. But here's what the Telegraph wrote on May 15. The European Union is pursuing a similar goal to Hitler in trying to create a powerful superstate, Boris Johnson says. In a dramatic interview with the Telegraph, he warns that while bureaucrats in Brussels are using different methods from the Nazi dictator, they share the aim of unifying Europe under one authority. And then he says that during the last 2,000 years of European history, it has been characterized by repeated attempts to unify Europe under a single government in order to recover the continent's lost golden age under the Romans. And others have pointed out, and I have articles here by BBC News, I have articles here by the Daily Mail, that he, as an historian, was absolutely correct in showing the parallels between what's happening right now in the EU and what happened under Hitler, what happened under Napoleon, what happened under the Habsburgs. Now, they could have mentioned Charlemagne, they could have mentioned Otto the Great, because the interesting thing is that the ancient Roman Empire was revived 9 times already during its history in Europe, and the 10th and last revival is occurring right now in front of your very eyes in Europe. Charlemagne revived the ancient Roman Empire, and he became known as the Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. Otto the Great, the Holy Roman Emperor of a united German nation. You had Charles V of Habsburg, who was a Roman Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. And of course, then you did have, in fact, Napoleon and Hitler and Mussolini. And they revived the ancient Roman Empire. And the Bible tells you, my friends, that a last revival of 10 European nations or groups of nations in continental Europe is happening. And whether the Brexit is going to take place now in June or later, we know it's going to take place. Because ultimately, a war will break out between continental Europe and the United Kingdom. That's prophesied. That's why the statements by David Cameron recently that if there is going to be a Brexit now, it will lead and could lead to World War III are very remarkable, even though Mr. Cameron probably didn't know what he was actually talking about. We have a free booklet prepared, my friends, and you should read that booklet. It's terribly important for you to do that because you need to know what is happening. It's talking about the 10 European revivals of the ancient Roman Empire. The 10 European revivals of the ancient Roman Empire. What Mr. Boris Johnson didn't point out is that the last 7 of those 10 revivals happened and will happen with the collaboration of the Roman Catholic Church. They had a great part in those revivals, and that's why it was called the Holy Roman Empire. But you see, maybe he didn't want to mention it because one of his supporters, Mr. Duncan Smith, is of course a Catholic, and maybe Mr. Johnson didn't want to pinpoint it too closely. But these are things you need to know. The Bible tells you dogmatically that a 10th revival of the Roman Empire is happening in front of your very eyes right now in continental Europe. And it's not that far off when it comes to the return of Jesus Christ, because that is one of the last things which have to happen before Christ can return. And he will. And the Bible promises you that he will return. And you can thank God for it, because if he was not to return, the Bible says, no human being would be saved alive. He will come at a time of so great tribulation, so horrible. And the war between Europe and the United Kingdom will be a part of that. This time will be so horrible that unless he were to shorten those days, there would be no human being, no flesh, who would be saved alive, who would survive. That is why it is so critically important that you understand what is happening. So please read our free booklet, ask for a free copy on the 10 European revivals of the ancient Roman Empire. You need to have that information if you really want to know what God has revealed in His Bible to you and to all of us for these end times. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.